The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down.
Okay, well, we're back from break here. Just Sat Bellers out today. I've got Joyce Rosenwald and Peter's with us today, Peter Neese. And we're filling in for John. And Leo in Massachusetts, do you have another comment or question before we move on to our next caller?
Well, basically, I'd like to contribute $100 to Republic with the caveat that you put out this whole information on a URL, you know, state by state, codifying what you can do and what you can't do. Is that possible?
I'm not sure. You mean what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what I can do. I'll make this offer to anybody that wants to. I will tell you where the word register and certificated security, and this was done by a bunch of idiots in a committee, and I can put this out, and it will tell you. I found it in Westlaw. It will tell you where it is in your code, this certificated security, the word register, where they have done this nonsense state by state. Done by Westlaw. How's that?
Well, yeah. Could you just put that on a URL?
Well, I don't have a web page.
No. I'm talking about Republic URL because you're using Republic.
I can send them to it. I'm sure they probably would. Or anybody sends me an email at ralph@justbelly, J-U-S-B as in Bravo, E-L-L-I. I will put out this particular thing about register. And the other part about registered owner, I haven't done it for all the states. But you just, anybody that's got a search engine, you just type in registered owner.
Well, just, could you lay out the whole thing for the average idiot?
Well, I'd like to be able to do that, and I'm going to do it. The people that are on my special list, I'm actually going to give them my filings as I do this. And the one for the quiet title action in Alaska right now, which we're taking on property tax and sales tax. Like I say, my friend jumped off the bridge. And it is, by the way, it is a federal case. Anybody that's got PACER, but I'll be putting out the documents. It's in 3-10-CV-267. That is a quiet title action in the federal courts taking on the United States and, by the way, in the city of Dillingham and the interim mayor over there. That's a real live case. This one, I got permission, and I don't know how it's going to come out. Just the Dave in Dillingham has got $1 million-plus apartment house, and it's on the line right now. 30 days to evacuate.
Well, all I was interested in was primarily
motor vehicles.
No, but I'm talking about a whole state by state methodology to find this information out so that we can codify. In other words, a little help or a bridge between what you're saying and
what's the subject? Are you talking about motor vehicles or are you talking about land?
Both concepts. And the whole UCC court thing too.
Boy, you just asked a whole bunch. I've got a case that I'm involved with that I can't put out in a foreclosure issues, and I'm putting out information on it, but I haven't got all of that UCC, these deeds of trust and that. I'm going to get to the bottom of it in black and white, and I'm going to beat the bastards.
Ralph, can I tell you something that
even I
don't believe? I don't even believe it took place. It's a foreclosure action. I had the guy write a letter and tell them that they notified the wrong person. And I sent him a copy of Senate Document 43 stating all property resides in the state. And I showed him where it says on the lease he's only a tenant, he's a renter, that he should notify the true party of interest. And that was the end of it. It all stopped.
I'd be interested to see in that one because I don't know. I must be fighting some really mean guys. I think I hear the music. Yeah. We're back in a minute. Stay tuned.
Don't answer it. If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Okay, we're back for a break here, and this is Ralph substituting in. We got Joyce and Peter, and I've been taking too much time. I believe we've got one more short thing because I've had three callers drop here. I'm taking too long. You got any other thing you want to add new that's what we have covered?
No, sorry, I just didn't realize that that was going on. You should have told me right away. Okay, bye.
Okay, great. Thanks for calling. And Roger in Indiana, and by the way, the other people that hung up because I took too long getting to you, be sure and call back.
Yes, Ralph?
Anyway. Yes.
Yes, I've got some good information for you. I've had to deal with these courts through the traffic thing and all that stuff. But I got some information I got about 6-7 years ago. Are you familiar with Howard Freeman?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Okay, well, I have an article that says exposing the Federal Reserve System and the international banksters, and it says a short story concerning the topics of credit, money, debt, taxes, uniform commercial code, and corruption within the American contract. Now, when we get to the Supreme Court, they're dealing with what they got us into from public law versus public policy. And it says, and I'm reading this article, so I'm going to go through these little paragraphs real quick to give you some good, heavy information. It says, prior to 1938, the Supreme Court was dealing with public law. Since 1938, the Supreme Court has dealt with public policy. That's a key thing. It was about Erie Railroad versus Tompkins, okay? That's when they established public policy. Then he goes on down. I'm trying to go through this fast so I don't use too much time here. We have the Admiralty Courts. In the Admiralty Courts, there is a court which has jurisdiction unless there is a valid international contract in dispute, okay? Then we go down to the jurisdictions. There's only three jurisdictions. There's common law, which is, I'll read these. Common law is based on God's law, okay? There must be a damaged party. Now, under equity law, which compels performance, a contract that you are under, all right? And that's under a civil action. Then we go to the amnesty law. This is a civil jurisdiction of compelled performance, which also has criminal penalties for adhering to the letter of the contract. But this only applies to international contracts. Now, it goes on. There must be a valid international contract in force. Now, when we go under the Admiralty jurisdiction, they call it statutory jurisdiction. And he goes on and says, contracts are enforceable, and the Constitution gives two jurisdictions where contracts can be enforced, equity or Admiralty. But we must find them enforced in statutory jurisdiction. Now, contracts must be voluntary. That means under the common law, every contract must be entered into knowingly, voluntarily, and intentionally. Both parties.
Okay, you're going to confuse a lot of people with what you're covering here.
If we got the time, I'll get into detail then. But what we're saying is we have three jurisdictions. Now, when I deal with these guys on my driver's license, I write UP or UD 1-207 without prejudice, which means I'm going to take this driver's license. I'm only using it for the convenience of cashing checks and so forth. But in no way do I give up my constitutional rights, right to travel. Now, if you look up under the Federal Digest, under words and phrases, look up the phrase, the right to travel. It'll give you every Supreme Court decision on the right to travel. But you have to argue the jurisdiction. Now, since this is a contractual agreement, because when you sign that driver, that's why they changed our zip code. I mean, not our zip codes, but you remember, like, I'm in Indiana. It would be IND. Well, what happened was when they changed it to IN and all the other states, that showed that they become accommodation parties to this Admiralty contract.
Okay, let me stop you right there. Okay, you did the UCC 1-207, okay? Do you get traffic? Have they stopped you?
Yeah, they do. And I have to fight it in court. As I go on, I was going to get to the point of the compelled benefit, okay? Let me back up here a little bit.
Let me stop you there, though. What I want to see is if when you make a statement like that, okay, and have you load tested it, and so have they left you alone, or do you go to traffic court? Because I've got all kinds of traffic citations dismissed. That's irrelevant. The thing is, do they leave you alone, or do you win because of something, or they just get tired of dealing? What's the result of the 1-207 that you're doing? What they did
was they blue tagged me in the one county. They don't even want me in their courts. I didn't have a driver's license, and the cop pretty much at the bottom line says, today's your lucky day, and he let me go. They don't want me in their courts
anymore. How many traffic citations have you had?
Oh, gee whiz. They've accused me of PI. Once I went in court, they harassed me walking on the streets. I got three PIs in 10 months. I dealt with them. I don't do time. I don't go to jail. They just find me, like, guilty on a thing because I haven't been able to go further with the arguments with them. Because when I asked the judge, why did you take my license? He says, well, and then he had a lawyer stand up. Well, we can take that license for any reason, for any time we want. And I stopped him. I says, look, you look under the Federal Digest on the words and phrases. Look up the right.
Okay, let me interrupt you again. Do you have a driver's license now?
Yes, I do, but I have the UP 1-207 without prejudice. It kind of basically keeps them off my back. But if they do give me a ticket, then I go in there and argue it and show them that it's an Admiralty jurisdiction that I am under, and I never agreed to such a contract. And then you have to get deeper, as which I could do right now if we had the time, because I have the stuff right in front of me.
Well, okay, you may have won and you may have winning. I'm not saying that you're not, but what I have been trying to put out is something that can keep it simple, because the average person doesn't even know what Admiralty jurisdiction is, doesn't know what Admiralty, doesn't know what common law is, not competent to go in there and do this. We need simple solutions to where we can do a step one, step two, step three, and we get to this point, then they don't bother us no more. We understand who you are, and they leave us alone.
Okay, let me just jump here. Okay, under all civilized law, you have the rights and remedy and recourse, okay? Mm-hmm. Because every system of civilized law must have two characteristics, remedy and recourse. Remedy is the way to get out of under that law. The recourse is if you have been damaged under the law, you can recover your loss. The common law and the law of merchants and even the Uniform Commercial Code all have remedy and recourse. Now, when you put that 1-207 without prejudice, this is what it is. When you do that, the remedy, the making of a valid reservation of rights preserves whatever rights the person then possesses. Remember, before 38, we were on public law. Now we're on public policy or policy.
Let me just stop you right there. There's been another change. The Article 6 of the Constitution of the Federal Constitution, the Constitution of the United States, in Article 6 said laws of the United States. Laws of the United States went up and through 1842. Then they started to implementing what's called public law, not laws right. of the United States. And they used to also say statutes in the books. Then they went to public law. And then in 1871, they took away the, and be it further enacted, they quit making totally any laws of the United States because they had to change it to do the revised statutes of 1878. So we no longer have any laws. Technically, it's all smoke and mirrors policy nonsense. Now, there is validity. I would agree with the 1938 stuff. But what you need to under what I would suggest, that, and this is conclusive, can be proven, they had to extinguish the common law courts. The courts were where we had common law. And the feds, New York started this in 1848 by the one form of action. And the feds did it. And what they did is they said, we are going to make rules of court, civil rules of court. They sent it to this is Congress did this, sent it to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court sends it back. And those rules of court, now listen, trump prior statutes. Can you believe this?
Well, that's what they're saying since 1938.
Did in the civil in 1940, and the rules of court trump prior statutes. Then that worked so good. In 1940, they put out another little short thing and said, let's do the criminal. And in 1946, they came along and the Supreme Court issued, quote, criminal rules of procedure, which is nefarious evil stuff. It's set for 6 months. And also, then that come along, and that's why you see today in the rules of court, you will see that they, in the decisions, rules of court, which you never used to see. That is the total overthrow of our court system because these rules of court are nothing more than the regulatory rules of any agency. Now, go ahead. That's all provable, by the way, because I have the books to prove it, black and white.
Well, as he goes on, I'm going to try to put it in his words, okay? Now, he says, the law doesn't apply to me. I am not, I back up. It's like, for instance, you saying, claiming the French Constitution in the United States. Or they try to do that in the United States. It doesn't apply to you, is what he basically says, okay? Because they turn this into a contract. Now, under any contract, under criminal law, there has to be an injured party. It's like a commercial criminal contract. There has to be a injured party. I'm getting a little crossed up here, just a little bit.
Yeah, you are. Can we shorten this up? What I'd like to do, I don't want to, hey, well, let me hear what you have to say, but the issue is, what is the, these concepts, there's all kinds of these concepts out there, but what is a short remedy to say to do with just traffic? Your short solution to deal with a motor vehicle or traffic? Let's just take that one.
Okay.
Because we could go on for the whole show about a summary, and we're going to lose our listeners. They're not going to understand.
Right.
What is your short solution for just traffic? Let's just limit it to traffic. How has it helped you or hurt you?
You see, I have the right to travel by common law, okay? Since they're trying to, under the Admiralty jurisdiction, the UCC code, you see, they have a remedy and recourse. In every civilized law, there's a remedy and recourse. And our recourse...
How does it help you in your traffic?
Ralph, what he's not saying to you, and I hope the young man takes this to heart, and I've seen this already done, you move it to federal court under Rule 9H.
Okay.
That takes it into a common law court according to the statutory scheme.
You're going to take a traffic citation to federal court. We'll back in a minute.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Well, thank you. And Roger said to move this into federal court. I got a couple more callers, so I want to go ahead and hear what you have to say, and then we'll get to the next. So we need to move on here.
Well, basically what it is, under the recourse, you have the right to reserve yourself back under the common law. It says the
I understand that, right.
Okay. So then you bring up your statutes, the right to travel out of the
federal guidance. Let me ask you one question, and we'll get to Pete, and we'll go to the next caller.
Okay.
Do you have a right to travel in a registered motor vehicle?
Right to travel? No, you don't. You have to argue that in court because
why my solution is, first of all, you do not have a right to travel in somebody else's property. You don't.
Right. I got that.
And so that's why I'm learning from you.
Why don't we
step off to the solution and get one step deeper and not have a registered motor vehicle? That's the issue. All right.
Actually, I've been hearing you on that. That's pretty good. I'm going to try to look you up and try to send some of this information to you, and maybe I can learn something off of you on that.
Sure.
Because I've been learning that on the registration.
Okay, well, let's get to the next caller. Butch, Indiana, go ahead.
Hey, y'all, today. Hello.
Yeah, you there?
Yeah, we're
here.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
I have a question, and that's all I have to say here. Has anyone ever heard of George Gordon?
Well, sure I have. I went to his school.
Oh, okay. Well,
I've used his civil rights stuff.
Well, great. Then that's all I had to say is to put people onto georgegordon.org, and that could clear up a lot of the confusion that's being promulgated.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
Jim, bye-bye. Arizona, you're up next. Jimmy.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Golly, we're just having it at it here. Go ahead. You got a question or a comment or?
This is slightly off topic, but I was wondering if you guys could comment on Stat Miller's firing of Mike Piper.
I don't even know anything about that.
No.
Nope. Don't have anything to add. Okay, well, let's get back on, continue what we were talking about here. And I gave out a case, a real, I hear all of these, let's just take the IRS. I hear all of this nonsense. There's no law, there's no this. Can you prove it conclusively? Can you prove it? If you can't prove it, I got all these ideas. Yeah, send somebody out and get him slaughtered. Can you prove it? Do you know what the IRS is sitting on? You cannot have a taxable liability unless there is an assessment. That's it. Supreme Court dealt with it. Now, I've only seen that put in a jury instruction one time for Joe Bannister, for himself. There is no taxable liability until there is an assessment. So the question becomes, in law, standard of review, how is an assessment accomplished? It is found in the code, which is not positive law, 26-6203. Assessment can only be by regulations, period. Okay, so how do I prove that again? The Federal Register Act says if Congress mandates it, it's got to be in the Federal Register. The people that are to implement it said if there's a statutory delegation of authority, that regulation must be behind the table of contents. With the statutory authority. Are there any regulations for assessment under 6203, actually the 1954 IRS code? And the answer is a big resounding no. You cannot have a taxable liability without assessment. There are no regulations for assessment, and it fails. Just that simple.
That's because they want you to self-assess. Again, it's voluntary.
It's voluntary.
Well, yeah, but I don't care about voluntary. I want to be able to defend myself and prove it conclusively. I say, I want you guys to do all the taxes you can lawfully and legally do. Absolutely.
Well,
the question becomes,
it's voluntarily by contract through territorial law. And you have to volunteer.
No, you're making it way too complicated, Joyce. There is no assessment regulations for anywhere. And the Headless Fourth Branch, which was a book, a research that was done by FDR, by the government, called them the Headless Fourth Branch, they do not exist within the confines of the federal constitution. They're outside of it.
They're outside of everything. It's all private international law.
Hey, now I would agree with that statement there.
Well, that's true.
Tim in Texas,
that's
you got
absolutely true.
Right. Okay. But people want to say, oh, it's the Article 4. It's all in territory. It's all possession. No, you can't prove it because what is going on today, there's been a complete coup d'etat. There is no constitutional republic. It's not setting under territorial law. And this book that I've got, 400 pages that I scanned from FDR, tells us it's all nonsense. And this is FDR said it's a good thing. Tim in Texas, go ahead.
Hey, Ralph, what about this? I know this is a problem all over the country, people having this problem. Why don't people think about the society that we all belong to is they're bringing us in and claiming we're under their jurisdiction for this and this and this. Well, why don't you just get out of that society, join another society or make one up or whatever, and then they can't impose their rules and regulations on you because you're in a different society.
Okay,
that's
I think you asked an excellent question. You know what? It's already done.
But
it's already set up. It's all there. Ready?
It's all there, but you chase the federal benefits like the pigs. You follow the corner and you go right into the corral and they close the gate behind you. You can't take anything from the federal government.
I'll get back to that. On the call line caller, I'll give you an answer here. Let's get to go pay some bills. Back in.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Okay, we're back from break here, and we've got Joyce and Peter and Texas. Are you, Tim, are you still there? Tim?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, let me answer your question. Everything is all set up. We have been dumbed down to where we are ignorant, illiterate, and there's a bunch of stupid ones out there. How does a constitutional republic, how is it all set up? I've got these books. I went clear back and into the Giles Jacobs of the English Common Law. What is it? It all starts with the part of an office. We are sovereign. We are not sovereign citizens. We are sovereign. Unalienable rights, Declaration of Our Independence. An office is where we grant a limited delegation of power through an organic constitution of the things that we are going to allow a government that we agree upon, and the Bill of Rights, which are negative, thou shalt not touch this, this, and this, and anything we didn't mention, go to hell. That is, so, and we set it up with three branches. It's because we can't trust two, so we set it up with three to diversify it. And anybody that has that is a part of a lawful government has to be, in the federal side, an officer of the United States or inferior officer of the United States. On the several state side, you have to have what's called a public office. And the Constitution has to be called the Constitution of California, not the Constitution of the State of California. Now, what we have today, because in Alaska, conclusively, we have no public officers of the state of Alaska. They don't exist.
That's right.
Everybody is employees. Even the Supreme Court justices are employees.
You have a statutory constitution.
We've been conquered.
It's been a coup d'etat because we do not understand how they have. We can't be in this world and have an organic constitution if we don't have real money that has substance. So they've taken away the money. Okay, that's one thing that disables the federal constitution. They have taken away the citizens of the several states because the people don't even understand that a citizen of the United States is somebody that wants the same rights as a white citizen. That's even in the Supreme Court case of the latest Second Amendment. They got around and they talk about, would you like to have the same rights as a white citizen? Hey, guess what? That's 14 Stat 27 for the Negroes back in 1866. They memorialized it in the 14th Amendment. And then in 1870, they said, oh, by the way, you know you black folk over there? We're going to make you the same as the white folk, but we ain't going to tell you. And now we fooled everybody. We got all the white folk, the black folk, the brown folk, the yellow folk, the green folk saying, oh, I want the same rights as white citizens. They don't even know what the heck they're talking about.
Ralph, it's all smoke and mirrors, confusion to steal the wealth from the people. But if people would just say no, throw their driver's license away, yank their license plates off the car, throw them away, join another society, say the free society, call it the free society, have your little paperwork made up, and then when you go to court, you can show you belong to this society, and they can't impose their rules on you. We could use silver and gold or beans or whatever is barter, you know, and trade.
It's already set up, and it ain't going to work because I'm telling you, I've done some of these things, and these guys don't care. You've got to take the battle to a bunch of corrupt SOBs.
They don't care because there aren't enough of us. If there were
Joyce
is called martial law rule of necessity, and that's what they rule us by. And that's where basically Ralph is coming from. That they don't have to listen to anybody.
Well, they do. That's what we're actually. I got about 20 cases right now that I provide research material. I'm in the trenches doing these things, and I'm seeing what they're doing. And we're gaining on them. But the thing is, you have to. That's why I want to deal with the property. The reason why we don't have the right to travel, because it's their property. So what's the remedy? Then by damn, how do I suck the property out of this quicksand called commercial law?
Take it
back. And that's the same thing with the property taxes, that we have this ad valorem, the use taxes, because it's their property. It's even in the Constitution of the State of Alaska. It's in the Anchorage Charter. They tax our private interest and their material, their property. They tell us that. And people read it like, duh. Well, then the obvious question is, how did you get a hold of my property, my right of property? How did you do
that? Because I got you to register it over on the U.S. side rather than the U.S. of A. side.
They're not going to
give it back, I don't think.
It ain't the U.S. and the U.S. of A. No, it's not that. Then there's cases on this. It's called title by registration. When you register it, and that's a statutory definition, register, you're creating a certificated security in the UCC. So the question becomes, how do I get my property back? You can't. By giving them what's called constructive notice, putting it in the newspaper, giving them actual notice, send them a certified delivery. Hey, if you got anything to say, come on down. And then you get around, and there is a remedy in the courts, even though they're BS courts. And, of course, I know how to get it to the other side in the Superior Court. I got to look it up in the Supreme Court. But even without that, there's a statutory that says if you've done this, the court is mandated to issue you a you take on like DMV, they have to issue a quiet title. So then the question becomes, you guys ain't got no interest in this property no more. So then you have to have your own title delineated out, and then you put that back into the public record. You say, okay, now how do I get you and all of your commercial mercenaries called cops to leave me the hell alone? Because I have the right to travel.
Nobody
in America has the right to travel in a registered motor vehicle.
That's true.
That's correct.
Remedy the problem?
I told you I'd send you the laws that show where you're exempt, and their statutes right out of the California law.
You can't be exempt in a registered motor vehicle?
Yes, you can.
Really?
Yes, I'll send them to Joyce, and then have Joyce send them to you.
And who out there is doing this? And the cops, so they, do they have a tag or not have a tag?
No, there's no tag requirement. All the requirement is that it, when it's in the registered system, that it's registered as a private car, like the railroad, the old railroad private cars.
And how many people are doing this?
Well, not many. Of course not. They're all afraid.
Okay, well, the ones that aren't afraid, do the cops stop them?
Oh, sure.
Do they have a certificate of title for that private conveyance or whatever you want to call it?
They have all of their paperwork, basically, yes.
No, but do they have a certificate of title from California that's different or the same as everybody else?
Oh, no. The only thing you're going to get different from California is going to be the way that they register your VIN number.
And?
They're going to register your VIN number as a private car keep away.
And have you got a copy of one?
I don't have a copy of one. I'm sorry.
Can you get me one?
I'll try.
I'm a non-believer on everything. Everything I do has got to be proven.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, well, because I hear all these things.
And remember, the only place that you can argue the Constitution in any of this make-believe law that we're in is under the administrative side. You can't argue it in court.
There is no... In the administrative side, this headless fourth branch, there is no Constitution. It don't exist.
That's why you challenge. That's why I'm trying to get you to understand. You challenge the jurisdiction and the venue of the administrative court that you're not a U.S. citizen.
Okay, citizen of the United States.
Not right.
A US, right. Okay, that's
right.
One.
Now they've got
and
if you've set your condition precedent, they've got a problem.
Ralph, okay, I did it in Pennsylvania. I had no license to drive in Pennsylvania because, under constitutional law, the only person that has the right to change the policies is the head of the department. So I went to the head of the Department of Transportation in Pennsylvania, and I said, "You cannot make it a crime if I refuse to convert a right into a privilege. You can't be tried with a crime. You don't have to surrender." And basically, I didn't even know what I was doing. I just knew I wasn't going through the process that they wanted anymore. I wasn't giving them a Social Security number. So I turned it in and told Social Security, I don't want your number. You can keep it for yourself. And I told the Secretary of Transportation that I didn't have a number. I couldn't use it. And I wasn't going to go out and get one to give them to use on a driver's license. And the result was, after correspondence up and back for a couple months, he said, I'll put you in the computer. You don't need a license to drive.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. So do you have a license now?
I don't live in Pennsylvania anymore. But when I came to California and saw the law in California, I figured it was going to take me 10 years to figure out how they run, because they have a law that I've had never seen before.
Well, that's what I am trying to, and that's what I have outlined, because I can. We're gaining with the Department of Transportation, because if you do not enter with the property into their world, they're stuck. They get us through the property, the right of property, and
correct,
they get compelled performance. So the obvious solution, logically, how do I get my property back?
You just
and
take
then
it.
That's what
you
I
volunteer
was trying.
Volunteer it in. You can volunteer it out.
No, you can't volunteer it out, because you can get around. I tried getting around and unregistering and doing this and doing that, and I got nowhere.
Ralph, the courts basically that are attacking you are what we call quasi in rem. They're not quasi in personam.
Okay,
so
but
you
I
have a condition. You have a condition precedent set that says that your personam is under the United States of America.
Okay, so you know we can do all these things, but my question gets down to, can you keep it simple? I could prove in Alaska we got two court systems in the Superior Court. Absolutely.
Yeah, take it under, I told you, basically up under the Admiralty Law, Title 28, 1746-1, and they're out to lunch. I've used it.
Not only that, but the UCC, I think it's 440-1105, says you have the right to pick the political status.
Right,
you have the right to pick
your political jurisdiction.
You argue admiralty up here, and I can tell you, been there, done that. You're going absolutely nowhere in these courts. In Alaska. They just can keep trucking.
yeah, maybe Alaska's like
Ralph, I understand. They can be as criminal as they want to be. Just because something is written on paper and all the rest of that, they can be 180 opposite from it, into that.
The first question to say admiralty is for the federal courts. What the hell are you doing admiralty in the state court? They're not admiralty
Everything's
courts.
Federal.
They're not admiralty courts. You can't prove it. How do you prove it?
Sure you can. All you have to do is show all the courts have zip codes. It's all federal.
So if you show that a court has zip code, you actually can prove that it's an admiralty court.
Well, yeah, it's a federal court.
I don't agree
all
with
territorial, that. All territorial courts, all territorial land, everything that has a zip code is under territorial law.
So you're going to say, you're going to go in there and you're going to talk to a court and say, okay, we're not doing this and because you got a zip code and they're going to listen to you.
Yeah, but I'm going to go into a federal court under Rule 9.
Have you ever taken a traffic citation to the federal
court?
No,
but I took my citizenship under Rule 9 and the judge agreed with me. I've got the records that I am not a U.S. citizen.
Okay,
I was able to pull a case out of the federal court under a W-4 back down to the state court.
Okay, so you're saying you have a declaratory judgment that you're not you call it U.S. citizen, which it shouldn't be.
That is correct.
Ralph, did you ever read the Slater case where the judge says it was a tax case, that he wouldn't be responsible for U.S. taxes if he could only prove that he was not a United States citizen? And the poor Mr. Slater, he didn't know, all he had to do was say, I'm not a U.S. citizen. And the judge said, prove you're not a U.S. citizen.
I already have that. That's what I filed into the Superior Court in Alaska, and they wouldn't touch it right now, and that's sitting in the Supreme Court, because what I did is I fathomed, after the naturalization document, my political status, allegiance, and citizenship status.
Yeah, okay, that's your condition precedent. That's the one that's talked under Rule 9C. If you want to devastate the alleged state of Alaska, take it into their federal courts under Rule 9C with basically all of your presentments of who you are and what law you're working under.
Well, I've got it set up in Alaska. See, the thing that I am extremely leery as people are, and I'm not saying you guys, but everybody's got all these ideas, and the question is, can you lay what's called a foundation and go from that foundation, step one, step two, step three. Everybody's got off on like branches of things here.
Your condition precedent, basically politically, is what they cannot change, and that's what you've got to learn. You have complete control over.
Do you have a driver's license?
Ralph, the statute...
Wait a minute. Huh?
Ralph, you have to understand, when you qualify your signature, you basically hold them to performance as well. An unqualified signature means they can do whatever they want because you're not holding them to the contract.
Now, I understand, you can't do that in Alaska. I'm telling you, with a driver's license.
And the reason they don't want you to do that is because they make a bond out of your application.
Okay, but we're getting back to what can Job Sixpack, regular Americans do. We get all these ideas.
He can basically take it into an administrative proceeding. Joe Sixpack is going to have to get off the couch. He's going to have to take a paralegal course. He's going to have to learn a little bit about administrative law and his rights.
And what's he going to accomplish?
And how to stand up for him.
And what's the object that he's trying to do?
He's trying to stand up for his unalienable rights.
Let's just stick it to traffic. What's he trying to accomplish?
Basically, he's trying to show that he has the right to travel by a conveyance of an automobile without a driver's license and without insurance.
Now, what's wrong with, let me ask you this. What's wrong with the way that I lined out is because this is a way to extract from commerce, and once you have the right of property combined with the right of possession, then you have the right to travel. Is that true or not?
That is correct.
Okay, then how can administratively do you think you're going to combine the right of possession and the right of property?
Because I'm basically going to show that they don't have any jurisdiction or venue to attach to my political belief. and to the political.
You can have all the beliefs you want. How are you going to prove it, though? See, the simple issue is
I'm going to prove it by affidavit, and basically they have to rebut the affidavit in order to have any kind of jurisdiction or venue to prove that there's a contract.
Well, these are all substantive issue, but it's not a definitive. Larkin, Texas, go ahead. You're online. Go ahead.
Hi there, guys.
Yep.
For whatever it's worth, Ralph, and I'm, this is just going to be general information that you may find useful or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I recently, within the last year, looked at a United Nations map of the United States.
Okay.
Which, of course, included Canada and Mexico, et cetera. Of mm-hmm. all the states of the United States, it actually...
I'm going to stop you right there. We got music, and we'll come right back. And let's go pay some bills, and we'll back and finish your talk.
We must take America back.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
And I don't have much time. And Larkin, Texas, go ahead about the UN.
Well, for example, you've got the largest bioreserve or park in this hemisphere, if not the world, at Mount Wrangell. Okay? This is basically really off limits to everybody.
I'm sorry, the largest park, is that what you said?
Yeah, the Mount Wrangell St. Elias National Park.
Up there in Alaska.
It's actually now been internationalized. It's actually
You know, let me interrupt you right there. I am aware of that, and I tried to find that out on our good old dead senator, Ted Stevens. They gave away our land and all these parks, and I tried to follow up on that, and I got nowhere, and then I had to move on. Go ahead.
I want to try to help you, okay? Let me get this out, please.
I need all the help I can get. Go ahead.
All right. This is pertaining to the state of Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's been said on this broadcast today that all law today is private international law. Let's keep this in mind. This is factual. This is true. And
I'm not going to argue with that. Go ahead.
All right. Well, now here's another aspect. First of all, and we've talked about admiralty and commercial law, law of contract, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
You have the citizens or the people who live in Alaska receive a benefit. An annual stipend from the profits of the so-called the oil preserve.
Right, it's the PFD, permanent fund, right, okay.
Yes. Therefore, because they accept the benefit, they come under the jurisdiction of really a private corporation. Today, the corporation that controls that is actually British Petroleum. And also today, the HARP facility that was a military installation is actually under the control of British Aerospace. So
that I don't know, but we have HARP at Gulcan. I'm aware of it. Okay, I wouldn't say that British Petroleum's in the PFD, but go ahead.
Well, they have the lease. They have control of the lease at this time.
There's only one of them up there that has control. They bought out HARP, but go on ahead.
But anyway, just to wrap up my comment today, and this is where I could use some help from legal researchers such as the three of you and your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is such a thing in commercial law, international law, called the supremacy of communitarian law, which is a contract clause. Now, all of these transnational, multinational corporations employ this contract clause in their contracts. And why? Because if a dispute arises, they have to know where do we assign jurisdiction to resolve the dispute? And this is an international law. And so my question to put forward is, first of all, I just was hoping to add something that would help describe the situation in Alaska, because the UN maps I saw showed that the state of Alaska was really not even American anymore.
Oh, I don't said that. See, there's a thing up here. Alaska never even became one of the several states. Do you know that the territory came in, a territory of Alaska, and the state of Alaska came in without any boundaries?
Oh,
how can you have how can you have one of the several states? We came in on an equal footing with the other states. That's right, in the preamble. And we came in as a state of the United States of America instead of one of the United States of America. They put it right out there in front of us. It's all nonsense. It's all smoke and mirrors. Well, I hear the music coming, and thanks for calling in, everybody listening. And thanks, Joyce and Peter, and hopefully we tickled your brains a little bit today. And we're not done yet, so stay tuned. And John will be back tomorrow. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back.
The next round.